George, and this is...
It's the Party Wolf, John Hambone McGuire.
And this is Mai Tai TV, episode number 18.
Wow.
18.
That's a lot. It's street legal now.
Yes, it's crazy.
Barely legal.
This is nuts. So what are we doing today? What are we going to be talking about, Hambone?
Today we're going to be talking about a lot of fun stuff. I'm going to teach you to make an Penang Aphrodite number one.
Penang?
Penang.
Like good eating at Penang?
Yeah, Penang Aphrodite number one.
All right.
We're also going to talk about a month later. The WWE draft leading into SummerSlam weekend, which we are psyched about. We're going to talk about the comics that are worth reading now. I'm going to unbox a shitload of boxes because we've been off the air for a little while. What else we got going on?
I don't know. We might talk about Stranger Things, even though I think it's too late to talk about Stranger Things.
It is totally not too late to talk about Stranger Things.
It's too late to talk about Stranger Things.
It's not too late.
Everyone who watches this show has watched it already, and they already love it. We will also be doing a segment called Ask Hambone Anything.
Yes, and you can ask me anything.
And if Hambone can't answer your question, I will throw... What will I throw you on you?
He's going to throw catnip on
me. I'm going to throw catnip on him, and there are cats everywhere in this house. Everywhere you look, there's kitty cats.
And why don't you tell the fine folks watching at home what I'm allergic to?
He could die at any moment. But we'll talk more about that later.
Let's not get it twisted. That's
especially
a little extreme.
The charity that we're going to start up for Hambone. Anyhow.
I believe in doing good things, yo.
Let's start off with a drink. What are you making for us today, Hambone?
The Penang Aphrodite number one. It's been so oppressively hot in New Jersey and everywhere lately. I wanted to do a frozen drink tonight. So behind the bar, off screen, we have a Vitamix machine because we don't use any other kind of blender. Ever.
All I can afford is a Ninja. I'm sorry.
I'll take care of you, man.
All right, make us this drink.
So what's cool about it is it's a very minimal amount of ice because you just want to get the ice crushed. So we're only going to blend for 5 seconds once we get this rocking and rolling. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to start with a little fresh squeezed lime juice. Now, George has an awesome juicer upstairs, specifically for making juice for booze drinks. So it's just going to be a 1/4 ounce. So it's not very much fresh squeezed lime juice. So you can
How
see
much is it?
A 1/4 ounce.
1/4 ounce. 1/4 ounce of lime juice.
Now, you can see I made a lot more than this because we probably are going to have more than one. We're also going to add in 1/2 ounce of pineapple juice here, which is pretty cool.
1/2 ounce of pineapple juice.
It always calls for unsweetened pineapple juice. I'm not about that life. So we use the Dole coming straight out of the can. We're also going to use 1/2 ounce of orange juice. Now, if I had thought ahead, I would have bought fresh oranges. We would have freshly squeezed the orange juice as well, but I'm bad at my job. We're going to use a little bit of passion fruit syrup. Now, if you remember a few weeks back, we did the hurricane where we killed most of this bottle of passion fruit syrup.
So we got to buy some more.
We have to buy some more. Thankfully, there's enough left, so there's 1/2 ounce of that as well.
We also have more. We have the other brand, too.
We do have the other brand as well, but this right here, the Lieber & Co., is some of the best passion fruit syrup I've ever used and ever had the pleasure of drinking.
BespokePost.com.
Yes.
It's in the box.
It is totally in the box. Now, here's something fun. This is absinthe. Now, with wormwood, years ago, they did not put wormwood in the absinthe that they brought to the United States. Now, you get this little bottle. This will get you jacked up. What this recipe calls for is just 6 drops. Of absinthe, or Pernod, whatever you have. Now, I am terrible at measuring 6 drops, so I went to Walgreens on the way here, and I got myself an eyedropper. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And there you go. Perfect. That is the perfect, perfect amount. Now, rum, of course, it is a tiki drink, so we want to be liberal with the rum. So we are going to use 1 1/2 ounces of our friend Appleton's here. Gold.
That rum has been open for 4 or 5 years.
Better with age, baby.
Cap don't close.
Yeah, I figured that out when I opened it up. So here, our friend Bacardi, which is always a good go-to if you've got a nice, clear rum, goes right in there. And now I'm going to go off screen for a second, which is George has been known to do many, many times over the course of our show, and I'm going to blend this up for 5 seconds. Be right back.
So, speaking of Dole, me and my lovely wife, oh, now of course it's got the blender going, and it's loud. We went to the Dole plantation a few months back in Hawaii and got lost in the Dole plantation maze. And somehow, I don't know how it happened, but we ended up in this crazy Mormon factory where they create Mormons and they tried to convert us to Mormonism. in this crazy, crazy temple with this jacked up Jesus who had like biceps like Triple H.
To Jesus' soul?
It was nuts. And it was all like because we got lost. We got kidnapped by these giant Samoan looking guys, dragged us to the Mormon temple, tried to convert us. We said, yes, anything you want, just let us free. I mean, I'll believe in anything. I'm George. Cult of George. As long as you believe in me, I don't care what I believe in. We escaped. We survived. We're here right now. That drink looks awesome.
Cheers. Cheers.
We are ready to talk. What are we going to talk about? Let's talk about Gen Con.
First off, I just want to point out one thing real quick. Perfect crushed ice. Now, this Vitamix will absolutely blast through everything and completely emulsify the ice. That's why we only ran it for 5 seconds, because this is a drink where you want to have a nice crushed ice effect. And you could do that too.
But it'd be a lot easier if you had a ninja.
I will diamond cut the shit out of you.
Just saying, ninja's smaller, faster, don't crush as hard. It's good. And it only costs like $30. Anyway, so every year you abandon me for a week and you go to this thing called Gen Con, which I did some research on.
Yes, you did.
And it's all about dissecting the human genome and figuring out how to create clones and to cure diseases before they happen. I didn't realize you were that intelligent. I knew George was because he went with you, the other George.
It's true.
But you, not so much. Tell us about this Gene Con.
Well, he's the brains and the looks. I'm just the looks. Well, what it actually is, it's the world's largest gaming convention, started in Lake Geneva by Gary Gygax almost 50 years ago. This is the 49th Gen Con. Next year is 50, and I'm psyched for that. And what it is, it's 4 days of gaming. You have Dungeons & Dragons, you got Pathfinder, you got Magic the Gathering, you got Pokemon, you've got every other game under the sun going on there. Brand new board game companies coming up, hawking their wares on the sales floor. You've got different people from making things like Cthulhu. You've got people doing Doctor Who there. You've got people LARPing there. You've got everything having to do with gaming.
Wait. My mind is blown. So it's a whole bunch of nerds at tables playing board games.
Yes.
In a room.
Oh, in the Indianapolis Convention Center.
So what do you do?
And Lukoil Stadium.
So what is it like? I want my turn to play Chutes and Ladders.
It's not Chutes and Ladders, bro.
Whatever. Like, it sounds like, what is it? Like, it's a convention? You were going to look at people's board game. Like, I'm inventing a board game.
Yeah, a lot of people are there doing that as well. I actually played the new Buffy the Vampire Slayer game coming out this October.
Buffy ended like 20 years ago.
And it's still awesome. It's cool. You sign up ahead of time. You can go through their website. You can sign up to play games, sign up to play test games. You can sign up to do game tournaments as well. They had a lot of game tournaments going on as well. Paying cash prizes. They have great beer gardens outside and food trucks as far as the eye can see. It is a four-day party as hard as nerds are going to
party. Now, are these board games like Risk where you set up and play for like freaking 24 hours and you just want to hang yourself after the first hour?
So, it's funny that you mentioned that. What they do is, inside of the hotels surrounding the convention, all the boardrooms get rented out by either companies that are playing and playtesting games, or groups of people who go there to meet people who maybe they've been playing with for years, maybe they moved away, and they'll run full campaigns during the course of maybe one of the days or over a couple days. There's people playing games in the lobby, people playing games in the cafes. It's everywhere. It takes over the entire downtown of Indianapolis for 4 days. It's excellent.
But it's board games.
It's board games. It's role-playing games. It's everything, man.
Video games?
There are some video games set up there.
Because if it's absolutely not video games, it's just not fun. I mean, come on. I'm not a millennial, but I know. You got to get in, you got to get out, and get your stuff done. You play a board game, you're stuck like for like hours, you're bored, you're like looking at your watch, you're like, I ran out of Adderall. Like, it's tough. Board games are rough. The closest thing I can get to board games right now is Cards Against Humanity, which I saw was a sponsor, which is the greatest card game in the history
of
all card games.
They were a sponsor there, and they actually premiered a new game that they Kickstarted called Secret Hitler.
Secret Hitler. Can you talk to me more about Secret Hitler? I would like to know more about Secret Hitler.
Secret Hitler is awesome. It's a game for, I think, up to six people, where it takes place right before World War II starts. You're trying to figure out who Hitler is and stop him before he happens. It's a spy. It's an espionage game.
It's a board game.
It's a board game, so you're going to hate it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I prefer card games. I liked Magic the Gathering. It had dice. It was okay.
They were there too.
But
having tournaments.
But yeah.
King of Tokyo. They had giant King of Tokyo that you could play there as well.
Like, Monopoly is my hell.
Yeah, Monopoly is pretty hellish.
Like, that's hours and hours of brutality.
Board games have come a long way since Monopoly. You know, games like King of Tokyo. You also have, you know, I played the Big Trouble in Little China card deck building game. which is awesome. Because so it's kind of like Magic in a way, except it's a five-person co-op trying to go against Lopan and his minions. And that game actually goes pretty fast. Made by Upper Deck. It's in their Legends series. I had a blast playing it. I actually brought it home. And that's the picture you saw of me with Pork Chop Express from Big Trouble in Little China.
Chuck Friendly says that Cards Against Humanity, his favorite game, loves it.
Loves it long time.
Greatest of all time.
Yeah.
I agree. I have the big black box with all the bonus cards. I play by myself because there's no one more awesome than me to play with. Because John also doesn't ever play games with me. Because
you hate games. You just went on a 5-minute tirade about how much you hate board games and playing games.
It's possible because I have no friends. And board games require multiple friends.
You've got plenty of friends. I invite you over to play board games all the time. On Friday, I hate board games.
It's Friday night. I don't do shit on Friday night. But, like, veg out with my hand down my pants watching, like, I don't know, wrestling. Because that's the only thing I watch these days.
You've done, what, 12 hours of wrestling this week?
We will get into that later. Because okay. I need to explain to you what an addiction is really like. Especially when you have two full-time jobs. Okay. But I want to hear more about this Gen Con. Clearly, it's not what I was imagining it to be.
Definitely not
map out the human genome.
We did not map out the human genome, but I'm sure there is a game there that will let you.
And you also did not clearly buy a new pair of selvedge jeans.
I did not buy a new pair. Did you buy a new pair of selvedge jeans?
No, because I just assumed Gen Con would have that. We're already drinking too much.
Yeah, really.
I would like to know, did you come home with any games?
I did. I bought a Secret Hitler for our friend Ian. I got the Big Trouble in Little China game. I got the Bill and Ted's Excellent Board Game from Steve Jackson Games, and they make awesome games. There's actually a game I wanted to pick up for Allison. It's called Simon's Cat, which is a fast-paced party card game, but they sold out of it like that. I don't really try to buy a lot of games at Gen Con unless there's something that comes with it that's like a con exclusive, because it's a lot to have to carry home. However, I did see a lot of games that I'm interested in looking into further. We bought a lot of Call of Cthulhu stuff back for our friend Stu. I'm going to pre-order the Buffy the Vampire Slayer game that's coming out in October because it was super fun. I had a great time. I bought some sweet dice there. I got a titanium 20-sided dice.
That's awesome.
Rolls like the hammer of Thor. I also lost my voice.
You lost your voice, which is currently gone.
Yeah, too much howling like the wolf.
At Gen Con.
You were
the oldest one there, right?
I was not the oldest one there. And I was the party wolf trying to get some parties. And I did. Let me tell you a fun story.
There was no vagina there.
There was plenty of girls there.
No, really?
It is like 60-40 guys to girls.
Were they into men?
Yes, they were into men. They played games. They came to hang out and bro down. And they weren't just the cosplay girls, the cosplay deviants booth either. There was lots of women playing and hanging out at Gen Con. George went to bed early the first night after we got off the plane. I went out to go have a couple drinks. They closed the bar. I was walking around. I found these dudes walking around from like this gaming group, and they had a cooler. And I'm like, where are you guys going? I went and I drank their beer. So big up to you guys. Thanks for the party.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Gen Con is awesome. If you play games with your friends, have a game group, if you play D&D, you play anything, it's a great time. It's a great time to be around other people who are like-minded and having a good time with you. Indianapolis is a cool downtown. Do it next year's 50th anniversary. Super fun.
I just realized that by sitting here, I can't throw the boxes at you. Unbox the box, Hambone!
Yes. So you're still getting Loot Crate.
I'm still getting Loot Crate because I don't know how to get out of Loot Crate. Loot Crate won't let me go.
I'll teach you. It took a while. All right, so this is their Alien Loot Crate. This Loot Crate today has...
So you are done with Loot Crate. You've divorced Loot Crate.
I divorced Smuggler's Bounty
as well. So I am going to divorce Loot Crate because Loot Crate just announced...
Solidarity!
A bi-monthly wrestling box. And, you know, since my life is WWE at this point, I am ready for a wrestling box. I don't know what's going to be in it. I'm probably going to be a lot of sweatbands and steroids.
Yeah.
But it's going to be worth every cent.
You would think that at this point in your life, you had divorced Stephanie McMahon because she's getting all your money.
Oh, yeah, everything. Just like the WWE can just like tap me out. I mean, it's crazy. What's in that box, Hambone?
Some kind of alien t-shirt.
What do you mean alien t-shirt?
It's all aliens in space.
This is an alien shirt. No, it's Rick and Morty. What the hell's that?
Is that a Rick and Morty shirt?
That's a Rick and Morty. Who's Rick and Morty?
You don't know. Oh, it's a Rick and Morty.
Oh, now I'm interested. I'm Hambone. I'm excited now.
It's a crappy shirt, but yes, it's a Rick and Morty shirt.
I believe Shanna called dibs on this.
Yeah, you should give it to Shanna. Rick and Morty is an awesome show. It should be back any minute now. Super fun.
Shanna Smith, this is your shirt. Come and claim it.
So we have a Mega Man blind box. Oh, watch the hair, bro.
What's in the Mega Man blind box? That hair won't move.
Thanks. Thanks for noticing. So we have...
that's
so cute.
It's Mega Man.
It's one of the other... It's another version of Mega Man.
It's Mega Man 6.
Yeah, and he's 1 in 20. Oh, so you actually got one that was a little more rare. That's fun. You can put him right here. He's a little friend now. You have a Futurama Planet Express ship, Mini Masters vehicle.
It's like... If you were to look outside, if the camera went wider, you would just see, like, loot crate crap everywhere. Because we just throw this on the floor afterwards. But, you know, this is actually kind of cool. You get the plane.
So Star Trek The Next Generation.
There's nothing good about Star Trek.
You know that's right.
Oh, there's tape.
It's a sticker, it looks like.
Hambo, you're not selling this well to the people that are listening to this.
It's crappy. All right, here's the coolest thing that's in this box right now. Their pin this month is pretty awesome. It's a Sweet Live Long and Prosper pin.
If you like Star Trek.
If you like Star Trek, so whatever.
If that's it, toss it. Come on. We got to get moving right now.
Another box?
No, we're not going to do two boxes in a row, Hambo. And these people do not want to see two boxes. Who wants to see two boxes in a row? Not these people. What they want to hear about right now is comic books. Because
yes.
I needed a way to dive back into comic books. I was a huge comic book fan growing up. I started reading comic books. Like, reading, for me, fundamental, was comic books. I started reading at, like, when I was going to Greece, between third and fourth grade, my mother realized I had no friends and was pretty much just a disheveled little husk of a man in a corner of his room at age 8 or whatever.
Sure.
And he said, "You're going to Greece, you need comic books to take with you for the plane." And she bought me a 3-pack thinking, you know, somehow I'd get through a 10-hour flight to Greece with one 3-pack of comic books. And in that 3-pack, I bought it because it had a G.I. Joe comic in it.
Oh, nice.
And it was actually the Cobra Civil War. There was one other comic in there. I don't remember what it actually was, but X-Men 213 was in it.
Right.
That was the issue, last episode of the Mutant Massacre, where Psylocke fights Sabretooth and whoops his ass. It is one of the best comic books ever.
Psylocke's a bad bitch.
I still have it to this day. When I got to Greece, I bought a whole bunch more X-Men comics. I've been a fan ever since. I stopped reading comics in high school when I decided I wanted to actually get laid. And recently, the comic book movies have been huge. I've become a huge fan of the comic book movies. I loved Age of Apocalypse and Batman vs. Superman. So I'm deciding right now it's a good time to dive back into comic books.
Yep.
My buddy Hambone taught me about Marvel University app. Got that. It's 6 months behind. But yeah. That's perfect timing for that Secret Wars thing to end and the reboot of the whole Marvel Universe.
Yeah,
so
I am
now reading comic books from issue number one.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool. I actually, on the Marvel U app, I actually started reading stories that have nothing to do with the major Marvel Universe at large because I'm over rebooting universes. I'm over the constant, like, oh, and we effed everything up. Now we're going to start over again fresh. So, for me, I've been reading a few different things right now. I've actually been reading Star Wars.
I can't believe you bought comic book issues.
I still buy comic
books.
Like,
I didn't know these still are out.
Yeah, no, people...
Are there, like, bodybuilding ads in
here? No, there's no more bodybuilding ads in the comic books. You would think maybe, like, a CrossFit ad nowadays would be topical, but no.
That's $3.99.
It is $3.99, but I believe in supporting your local comic book shop. So, yes, I use the Marvel U app, but I also still buy comics, so Star Wars... this is pretty cool. It is the story that takes place right after they blow up the first Death Star. And that's the series that's happening right now. So you get a little deeper dive into some of your favorite characters from when you grew up watching the original trilogy. It's written by Jason Aaron, who's doing an awesome job with it. You actually get to see some really nice, good, like, cheap pop moments where you see, like, some of your favorite creatures, like Jawas, doing things that you'd imagine a Jawa would do, like, oh, we're in trouble. The Jawa is trying to escape with us. We're going to hotwire this AT-AT. Awesome. I also started reading Spider-Gwen, mostly because I fell in love with the costume. I kept seeing a lot of people walking around in Spider-Gwen t-shirts, Spider-Gwen hoodies, and I was like, what the hell is this? So in another universe, I guess,
There is only one universe now.
Yeah, there'll never just be one universe. Gwen Stacy gets bitten by the spider, and then she becomes Spider-Gwen. So it's a pretty awesome book. For people who like DC, I would liken it to what they're doing in the the Batgirl series. So it's a little bit of a younger read. It's a little hipper. I enjoyed it a lot, so I would recommend it. I just can't get behind, oh, it's a new universe, everything's changed again, and I've been reading comics for too long, and I'm not trying to be a curmudgeonly dude about it. I'm just kind of, you know, I was invested in stories for a long time, and I get that things have to be new, but there's new to tell a good story. There's new for the sake of being new, so I'm out.
Lots of Loot Crate hate. Lots of Loot Crate hate. We're feeding you. We're canceling our subscription. We're getting WWE Loot Crate, so that's going to be much cooler, much and cooler. I don't get the same crap that I could care less about, except for that cool little Futurama thing. Any other comic books that you are loving right now?
No, that's about it. It's mostly Star Wars stuff. I will tell you the one thing I didn't get today. The Darth Vader comic is awesome. The Darth Vader comic is so good. The Darth Vader comic, it takes place after the Death Star gets blown up as well. And Darth Vader is just getting shit from the Emperor. Because essentially Darth Vader's middle management and shit rolls downhill. And so the Emperor thinks he is a bungler. And Darth Vader is just trying to cover his own ass and save his job. And also just take his aggression out on everyone who gets in his way. And he does things that like, you want to see Darth Vader do. Like, he's about to get blasted by a bunch of dudes and he's flanked by stormtroopers. So he uses the force powers to take all the stormtroopers and turn them into a human shield. And then he goes sick house on everybody. I cannot recommend Darth Vader more.
So I did not love it. I'm only on the first issue of Spider-Gwen. I didn't love it.
It takes a little bit to ramp up.
I also am not liking any of the X titles, which is a shock because I'm a huge X-Men fan.
Yeah, I gave up on the X-Men.
And I also realized that this reboot is just a number reboot.
It is just a number reboot.
They really are talking about stuff that happened like a week ago that it's your episode two.
Wolverine and the X-Men was the last X title I really enjoyed, where he was running Xavier Academy. I think it ran for like 30 issues up until the point where Wolverine died. I mean, he's dead. But
and everything now is Uncanny X-Men, Uncanny Avengers, Uncanny Iron Man, and like, it's just the same crap. But there are three comics I am actually enjoying right now. One is The Visions. It's the Vision family. There's now a Vision family. There's Vision, his wife, Viv, their two kids, Vinny and Vin or some Vivia or something. They all have V names, and they like live in the suburbs. And he works in DC as like the robot protector of the president. And it's very much like of the vein of Miss Marvel. And
Miss Marvel's another great book.
Which I'm not going to recommend because I think we talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
Also a great book. But The Visions is a hilarious family book. You know, mom accidentally kills the Grim Reaper in the first issue and doesn't know what to do with the body. And she doesn't want Vision to bury him in the backyard.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, really good stuff. Next is Nova. And it's Nova from the New Warriors. But he has a son now. And his son is like in eighth grade, and he's also a Nova.
Another great book, Richie Ryder's
son.
Yeah,
and it's really, really cool seeing
that book's got a lot of heart.
Yeah, it's very much like Miss Marvel. It's a younger superhero. It's really pushing back to the kids' era, even though they're as violent as ever. And finally, the New Avengers, which is like, it looks like they're just trying to kill off the mutant name. Everybody's inhuman now.
Well, word on the street is that there's not going to be any more
mutants. They're all gone. They have some weird disease. They're all dying. But
again,
Sunspot,
legacy virus.
So the New Avengers is like the West Coast Avengers,
right?
Which was always great because it was like the B team, maybe C team. That was Great Lake Avengers.
The Great Lake, yeah.
But the New Avengers is led by Sunspot of the New Mutants and X-Force, which is weird. He is just rich. Squirrel Girl's in it. I can't really get into the Squirrel Girl solo comic, but she's really good in this.
Oh, I love Squirrel
Girl. Her power is she talks to squirrels, and she also has a cat, and they love her, and they cuddle, and that's awesome. Like, if my mutant power is to cuddle with squirrels, who would not want to do this? She has a tail, too.
She does, and she's indomitable or something. Like, she can't be beaten, which is awesome. So, and you know what? And there was a storyline where shit was getting sideways, and she actually was the nanny for Luke Cage and Jessica Jones' baby. And everything went to hell, but she saved the baby. And there's no reason why Squirrel Girl should have survived when other like heavy hitter heroes didn't. And here she is. She's like, yeah, I'm the nanny. I take care of your baby. I'm Squirrel Girl. What's up?
And I love in this. I read the first few episodes issues, and the Shield doesn't trust the New Avengers because I guess Cyclops went crazy and killed everybody. But they
because it's Tuesday.
So they fire. They introduced a plant. They're like, yeah, he's going to spy on you, and it's Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And Hawkeye's like, shit, I got to be the plant inside the New Avengers. Really good stuff, really fun, really funny. I need humor in my life. I need fun comic books. This stuff all is awesome.
Hey, so speaking of Marvel, and since Sean Dillon joined, Why don't we open the Marvel box?
Open? No, you should open the Star Wars box.
All right, I'm going to open the Star Wars box. Okay, so...
You are the biggest Star Wars fan in the entire world.
I am, and I know I should keep getting the Star Wars box, but I had trouble with the billing, and I kind of got frustrated with it. But I kind of was really looking forward to this box, because I know there's a Jabba the Hutt mug in here, and I love coffee mugs. Like, their C-3PO mug was so good. I'm going to open this box now.
Open that box now. Hello, Jessica Marie Dyer. How do you actually pronounce her last name? Dwyer.
So the...
I didn't actually know you had a last name until just now. I just thought you were one of those one-word people.
Our friend Jess, who does my tattoos, and she is awesome. This is an awesome, awesome patch. It's Leia in her bounty hunter outfit. God, this is going to be such a good box.
You just twitched.
I'm excited, man. So what's cool about the Smuggler's Bounty is that they actually go deep and they show you the concepts behind what they're doing and why they're doing what they're doing.
They're doing the Marvel one now, too.
They're doing the Marvel one now, too. I think this is pretty cool, especially if you're a fan of Funko products, which I am. I'm a huge fan of
the
Funko products.
The sad thing is when they show you a rejected concept that was better than what they included.
I know. That's
like the Civil
pain.
War one. We were going to have Black Panther and Hawkeye, but instead here's Iron Man and Captain America.
So this is the mug that I'm talking about. It is a Jabba the Hutt mug, which I might abscond with later.
Let me see this.
Look at that.
Hambone, here is your Jabba the Hutt mug. Thank you for putting up with my shit.
Hey, friendship. So that's awesome. This is pretty fun. This is a C-3PO baseball cap, which is it's pretty cute. It's an adorable little baseball cap. It looks like a Pittsburgh Pirates hat, except it's for nerds because there's C-3PO on it. The metal pin this month is a Gamorrean guard, and that is awesome. They are crushing it with these metal pins. This is cute. It's a cute little Boba Fett. Little beanbag Boba Fett. It's adorable. The pop figure this month is legit. The pop figure this month is Jabba Skiff R2-D2, complete with the bar on top of his head, just like in the movie. So that is another win. You want to put that in front of the table?
And so this will also be my last Smuggler's Bounty box, partially because I don't really like Star Wars as much as you do.
I love Star Wars.
Also because we just started Blue Apron.
Yeah, I saw
that upstairs. I need to save money somehow. Blue Apron, we've gone through 3 weeks now. The second week, they destroyed our box. But the third week just now has actually been pretty good. Nice. I'm learning how to cook. I'm realizing me and Allison are terrible in the kitchen together. But we love to eat. So it works out really nicely.
Oh, you guys are learning to cook. That's adorable.
What do you rate the Star Wars box?
I gave it 4 stars.
So we are going to do another segment now, but in the meantime, I want you guys to start to ask Hambone questions. You can ask anything in the world, and if Hambone can't answer it, I will throw catnip on Hambone. So answer firm, answer smart, answer true, ask firm, ask whatever. He will answer anything at all, or we're gonna throw catnip. And there are cats swarming all around us. So this could get ugly.
The shit that I get myself into. You know, I tell stories about how I travel all the time and I haven't gotten murdered yet. I think tonight might be the night.
You will die tonight, Hambone.
I might die tonight.
So we're going to talk about a little bit of pro wrestling. If you don't like pro wrestling, now's the time to turn it off.
But don't turn it off, because we're entertaining.
We are entertaining. So we're about 1 month into the brand split. A month ago, WWE decided to split their roster in half, turn SmackDown Live, and now they have a 3-hour live Raw, a 2-hour live SmackDown, and then I have NXT and the Cruiserweight Classic on Wednesday, and then I have Ring of Honor on Wednesday, or Thursday, and then we have Lucha Underground, and then we have TNA Impact,
right.
And then I get Saturday off. So each week, if there isn't a pay-per-view, I'm watching approximately 11 hours of wrestling with a pay-per-view. That's 15. Ask me how I'm doing, Hambone.
How you doing, buddy?
Ah! Holy crap, I don't know what to do. This week, Friday, we're going to see Cheap Heat Live with Peter Rosenberg. I can't wait. Saturday, we're going to NXT Live in Brooklyn with Hambone and the whole crew.
It's going to be awesome.
Sunday, SummerSlam. It's on. Monday, Raw Live in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I'm having a rash. There's too much wrestling. I don't know what to do right now.
It's a lot of wrestling.
I need help. How are you getting through this? What do you think of the brand split?
So how I'm getting through it is I'm not watching everything. I'm reading some dirt sheets on some stuff. Only because with Raw and SmackDown, Raw got off to a great start. SmackDown kind of got off to an auspicious start. And then every week that's been going on since, they've just been kind of getting a little worse and worse. SmackDown last night, I think, was the better of the two programs this week. I do not give a single turd about Rusev's fucking wedding. I can't... I know that they do these angles every so many years, but Rusev's wedding is like watching paint fucking dry. And my God, if Roman Reigns does not beat Rusev at SummerSlam for the U.S. Championship, they hate him. They're like shitting in his children's shoes at this point if he has to job out to Rusev. Because if you're jobbing out to Rusev at this point, you got problems.
I just want to say... without a doubt, I am wearing blue today in honor of Team Blue because me and Allison are Team Blue all the way. SmackDown has been solid every week except for the first week, and I am very happy. It's because of the stats down the side.
I'm Team Blue. The only thing I'm really watching for on Raw is Enzo and Big Cass. Enzo, best talker in the game right now. I don't care what anyone says. Fight me on that. And New Day.
So how are we going to survive this weekend?
Beer. Pizza mostly, naps when wrestling isn't actually on, designated drivers.
So this week is possibly, I want to call it the 1 year anniversary that I got back into wrestling. It was a little before that, it was actually WrestleMania, but I realized that I have a group of friends that still watch wrestling, and that blew my mind. And we're all pretending we didn't, but now we do, and we're watching it together, which is awesome. And I think anyone out there who used to watch wrestling that's a lapsed fan, I need you to go find a group of friends, come join us, and watch wrestling. You will fall in love again.
What's funny about it is that we've been watching so long and talking about it so openly. Because it was like, I think most of our friends were closeted wrestling fans. I was the only one that was actually talking about it because I was watching every Monday night so I wouldn't go out drinking every Monday night when I was out on the road. But I think we've been talking about it so openly that we've gotten all our friends pretty much just understanding what a work is, what a shoot is, you know, what getting over me, like, you know, just it, the vernacular kind of entered everyone's language. So, like, you know, when I was talking about Stranger Things and the kid, how when he makes appearances now, he's got fake teeth in because he's got like I forget what the mouth issue that he has. I'm drunk, so don't worry about it. But I'm like, oh, everyone's like, oh man, no, those are he had a fake mouth in for when he did Stranger Things. I go, no, that's working teeth, his shoot teeth. That's your shoot teeth. His working teeth are what he does at appearances with.
Nobody really cares about this conversation at all.
Well, I care.
You're going off on a tangent on shoot versus work to people who have no idea what shoot versus work was. But I understand what you mean. We're now using wrestling lingo in our lexicon.
Hold on a second. Chris Bueller, I'll be right there bringing the highlights with you on Sunday. Chris Bueller definitely knows that's a shoot.
That's wonderful.
And not a work.
I want to say that I... personally have fallen in love with wrestling because of NXT.
NXT is fantastic.
And if anyone wants to get back into wrestling, start watching Wednesday nights on the network at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. 1 hour of the best wrestling you will see every week. That's where we're going on Saturday.
Yes, we're going to Brooklyn to watch NXT. What's your prediction for the Nakamura?
I think Nakamura's going to go over. I think Samoa Joe's coming to SmackDown.
Yeah, I think Samoa Joe's definitely coming to SmackDown.
And I'm just really excited for the whole night.
What about Bayley Asuka?
I think Asuka has to keep it because Bayley needs to come on Raw.
Yeah, I think Bayley's coming up.
And I'm just so excited right now.
We got a question for Hambone.
Wait, are we actually going to stop the segment to do... I thought we got to do like an intro and everything.
Oh, okay.
Like I have a song planned.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I think the brand split, I think it's great long-term for wrestling. I think... having more people on each show allows us to like get a different side of wrestlers we don't see often. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut off your lingo thing, but it was just a weird conversation. That's I was fine. Going nowhere.
It's fine.
Anything else you'd like to add about wrestling?
I am shit excited. We watched the Cruiserweight Classic, as well as NXT. Gargano, Ciampa are now going to, after probably what is and what was a five-star match during the Cruiserweight Classic, are going to be facing the Revival for the championship at NXT Brooklyn. What are you doing?
Getting ready for your segment.
Oh, Lord. Oh, the trouble I get myself into.
Are you done talking?
I'm done talking. Ask Hambone anything! Ask Hambone anything! Ask Hambone anything! And if he can't answer it, we're gonna throw catnip at him!
Yeah!
Boy.
So, what questions do we have for Hambone?
Allison asks, Hambone, why is the sky blue?
I should be asking the questions,
you
by the way.
You should ask the questions. Is because science a good answer?
I think that's a good answer!
Because science, Allison. That's why the sky is blue.
That's the only question we got! No catnip being thrown at Hambone! And that's the end of that segment. Hambone, unbox the Marvel Collector Core!
Alright. This is Marvel's year one box.
This was only given to people who have been a member for a year.
And it's a bigger box than they normally send out. So you get a sweet year one Collector's Core patch. You get a sweet year one pin, which is like double size and pretty gaudy looking. So this is pretty cool because, again, they're showing you the motivation behind what they're doing and why they're doing it. They really pulled out all the stops with this box.
Yeah.
So this...
You don't want to know how much that box cost me.
This is a Hikari Captain America in gold. He is a limited edition of how many, I don't know. But that is actually pretty cool looking.
You better glow in the dark.
I don't know if he glows in the dark, but that's a pretty good piece of pop art there. You get a sweet baseball cap. Oh, it's an I Am Groot baseball cap. That's adorable.
I'm actually excited for that one. I'll probably wear that one way more than I would ever wear the C-3PO one.
We get a Dorbs She-Hulk, and we do like the Dorbs. They're kind of adorable. So that's all right. We get a Dorbs Ant-Man, which is pretty cool as well. And Sean Dillon, get excited. To me, the piece de resistance...
Sean Dillon isn't listening to this episode.
He's actually watching this episode now. The Hobgoblin pop figure. This...
is worth the whole amount of that box.
This is worth it. This is one of the most awesome pop figures I have ever seen. He's got the goblin glider. He's got his little bag. He looks sinister. The Hobgoblin is Sean's favorite all-time
Hobgoblin's
character.
My favorite Spider-Man villain because he was a journalist who decided to become the Green Goblin.
See, you're just one bad day away from this, George.
One bad day. One bad day.
So this is worth it right there. Piece de resistance.
So, we are out of boxes.
We are out of boxes.
We are out of Hambone games.
We're out of Hambone games. Unless someone wants to ask a question, they get catnip thrown at me.
I really quickly just want to tell people, because I think it's not worth talking about a show that everyone's seen already. I think Stranger Things is the best television show ever made.
And yet you're like, it's too late to talk about it. It is the best TV show.
If you love Stephen King, if you love Goonies, if you love E.T., if you like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, if you love Spielberg, if you love anything that was great about the 80s, you should watch Stranger Things. You will not be disappointed at all.
Absolutely not. And I will tell you, it's an 8-episode series. Netflix is just...
Killing it.
And I feel like a shill for Netflix because every time they do something, I'm like, oh, it's awesome. Because for some reason, everything they do is awesome. It's awesome. I watched it in one day. I watched 6 episodes, and we had to go out for our buddy's birthday. And I was like, man, do I have to go out for my buddy's birthday? And the answer is always yes. But I went, I got drunk, I came home, and I stayed up to 4 a.m. watching the last 2 episodes. Because I did not want to wake up in a world where everyone else was talking about it, and I wasn't. Because Stranger Things is a fantastic TV show.
And while we're at it, because I finished Stranger Things way too quickly, I have become obsessed with limited edition TV shows. Not miniseries, limited edition. Yep. Stranger Things. I then binged on Mad Dogs, which was recommended by Carlos. Mad Dogs is a series about 4 bro dudes that go to Belize to hang out with their bro dude fan friend they haven't seen for a while and bro down. And it turns out that their bro dude friend might be a drug dealer. He might have screwed over the cartel. They might be. It's kind of like that movie where the chick from Claire Danes gets stuck in the prison. In that we're in Singapore or something for like drugs.
Oh.
It's a cross between that and just
Broke Down Palace?
There is a moment where like Palace. You think this, you get, Carlos was so right. Half an hour into the first episode, you're like, this is so dumb. It's like Hostel where the first half
because
hour is porn.
I gotta tell you, the way you described it up until the part where he talks about screwing over the cartels, it sounded a little bit like Entourage.
It's horrible. It is Entourage until the cat shows up and kills everybody. That's all I'm going to say. Watch it until the cat comes on screen. Mad Dogs is great. And I'm right now doing A Night Of, which is a story about like true love, and when you find true love in the back of a taxi cab.
The back of a taxi cab? So you're watching Taxi Cab Confessionals.
It's just amazing. You should watch it if you're into Muslim stuff, if you love a good story, crime story.
I like a good crime
about
story.
About love.
I like a good crime
and
love
cabs.
Story.
Watch it on HBO right now. I think they're on episode 5. Another limited series. Great stuff on TV. So now we need to talk about something sad that I've been kind of avoiding.
No point.
This will sadly be the last episode of Mai Tai TV with Hambone. We found out late last week that Hambone is dying. Hambone has a disease.
I do?
It's neurological. We're not sure what's wrong, but he's slowly, we're losing. It's so sad. He's in denial. It's one of those things where you like start to like turn young. Like you're, it's kind of like that disease that like Brad Pitt had.
Benjamin Button disease?
Yes, yes. It's horrible. You can tell his voice. He's not speaking the same. It's sad. And it could be a month. It could be a week. We don't know how much longer we have with Hambone, which means women, if you haven't thought about dating Hambone yet, this is the time. This is your time. He is still single. He needs a woman that can bring him to the end of life. In true fashion.
I was like, where are you going with this?
He is here. He needs you. If you've thought about it, you're like, damn, I'm watching this show. It's got 100,000 followers. That guy's kind of cute. The tall one, the more attractive one, he's taken. I understand. But the one with the good hair, he's available for 1 month only. Do the right thing. Give him a call. 973-468-2349.
That is not my number.
Like, call now. Write to him. He's like, I like spies at gmail.com or something like that.
Jesus
he
Christ,
is
George.
Ready, willing,
and Gable.
And that's all I've got. How can they reach you, Hambone? Give them all your digits.
Oh, my God.
What's your Twitter, Hambone?
So this is the go-home moment of our show? I don't even know what my Twitter is anymore at this point.
It's Hambreaker.
Is it? It's at Hambreaker on Twitter at Hambreaker.
And you can find all our back episodes on Mai Tai TV. We need you to go right now to iTunes. We need you to rate this show. If you've watched this whole thing, you can go on iTunes. You can rate us. You can review us. That's the only thing that can help Hambone. That and a woman. So go right now to iTunes. Take care of business. Do right by us. You can reach me at GLK Creative on Instagram and on Twitter. You can reach me at cultofgeorge.com all the time. I'm writing about everything we're talking about every now and then. You can reach me at GLK Creative if you want me to shoot your wedding. You can follow me everywhere. Like, I am everywhere. I am ready to take on the world with a new co-host next week if he dies, unless he gets a woman, because that might be the only true cure. Hambone, take us out.
Yes. Oh, you've been watching Mai Tai TV. I'm the Party Wolf, John Hambone McGuire. This is George.
Перебиты поломаны крылья, серой болью всю душу свело, кокаина серебряной пылью, все дороги пути замело, а во сне школу я посещала, где сидеть сиротою.
I think we're good. I think yeah, Chris, the show just did take a hard left. I was fucking great.